Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. Jack Flanders had a strange dream where he met an old Balinese priest who said to him,
"These elementals have families. You open yourself to something negative, such as jealousy, and the whole family will move in and live with you."
Meanwhile, Tiffany has also been having some strange dreams.
"I saw them again.
Ooh.
They're real. They really are."
"Saw what?"
I don't know. There's so many of them."
"Tiffany, calm down.
They're moving in."
"Moving in?
Inside me."
"Tiffany, what are you talking about?"
"Help me."
"Listen, Tiffany, hello? Hello, Tiffany?"
And now, part two of Dreams of Bali.
Talk about it?
What?
Your phone call.
What phone call?
Tiffany, you called me at 4 o'clock this morning.
Seriously?
Yes.
What did I say?
You said there were families of them. You saw them. They really exist.
I said that?
You don't remember?
I thought it was a dream.
Tiffany, what happened?
I think it was one of those in-between dreams where you think you're awake and, you know, you think it's real.
So what did you see?
Some strange things.
Like what?
I don't know if they even had faces. I don't know. That's all I remember.
Okay. Listen, you want to join me for some lunch?
I can't. I can drop you off at the Cafe Lotus.
Great.
There's a big pond filled with lotuses.
Sounds quaint. How's the food?
Well... Oh, wait a minute, here. Try the Cafe Wayan. Food's great.
Oh, okay.
Nani works here.
Nani?
She's Mare's friend.
Oh.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just you?
Just me.
Is this all right?
I should sit on the floor?
Well, the cushions are very soft.
Sure. Why not?
Are you?
Are you Nani?
Are you Mr. Jack?
That's right.
Yes. Tiffany, tell me her best friend, Mr. Jack, is coming to Bali.
Oh, you can just call me Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Well, let's see. Well, first, how about a beer? A nice big cold one.
Okay. Bintang, all right?
Yes, fine. And, what would you recommend to eat?
Do you like gado gado?
Do I what?
Gado gado.
Afraid I've never met him.
No. Gado gado is with rice, vegetable, peanut sauce, and coconut milk.
Is it hot?
Yes.
Well, sounds good. Gado gado.
You will like. One big beer.
Oh, thanks.
Do you like Bali?
Like they say, Bali makes you happy.
Have you seen the dance?
Not yet.
You must see the legong.
Legong?
It is the most elegant.
Hmm.
And the barong.
The barong?
Yes, the barong is wonderful. You would... Wah! Made! Ben ketemu, ken kabare?
Aku baik. Itu Jack Flanders di sana?
Iya, saya lagi menerangkan ke Bapak Jack tentang tari barong.
Jack?
Care to join me?
Thanks.
A beer?
Okay. Tolong minta bir bintang satu, sama krecek-krecek yang enak.
Boleh. Terangkan tentang tari barong kepada Bapak Jack ya.
What's that?
Have you seen the barong?
The dance?
The creature.
Now, what is the barong?
The barong is a mythical creature.
He is very scary and funny.
Oh, a demon.
No, like a dragon.
A dragon?
Well, no, it's more like...
Like a short dragon.
What?
The barong is a costume that is made over a frame and it is covered with long hair.
He has a long back that goes like this.
Oh, like a sagging back.
A sagging back of golden scales set with little mirrors. He has a beautifully arched gold tail, sticks out of his rump, and from it hangs a square mirror, a bunch of peacock feathers, and a cluster of little bells.
They jingle when he moves.
There is a high gilt crown and a red mask.
And the mask is too small for his big body.
The mask has bulging eyes and snapping jaws.
The power of the barong is in his beard.
In his beard?
It is a tuft of human hair decorated with flowers.
And the barong has two men inside.
Two men form the front and back of the animal. The man in the front operates the mask and snaps the jaws with his hands.
You see? Here he comes.
Oh, I wouldn't want to run into that in the dark.
He can be very funny and very foolish.
What is actually happening here?
The eternal fight between good and evil.
My favorite theme.
The barong represents good and the Rangda is the evil.
The Rangda?
Yeah, the queen of the Leia.
The Leia?
Witches.
Witches.
Rangda is a monster. Old woman.
An ogress.
She's very scary.
I can imagine.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Rangda has naked white body with black strip all over.
But she's not really naked.
No, that is her costume.
White with the black strips.
Rings a black fur around her long hanging breasts.
Sounds lovely.
Her breasts are made of bags of white cloth and filled with sawdust.
She is covered by white hair. It reaches to her feet.
Only the bulging eyes and twisted fang of her mask can be seen.
You know, I think I once dated her.
Her tongue hung out.
Yeah, that's her.
It's a strip of leather 2 feet long.
Painted red.
And ending in flames of gold.
That sounds fabulous.
A row of flame come from the top of her head.
She wear white glove with long, long claw.
And in her right hand, she holds a white cloth.
A handkerchief.
She uses the cloth to hide her face.
Very horrible face.
When she approaches her victims, the cloth becomes a deadly weapon.
It does?
Yeah. She hit people and they die.
Okay. But what is really going on?
The woman, Devi Kunti, has promised the Rangda to sacrifice Sadeva, her son.
The witch takes the son into the forest and ties him to a tree.
Ah, I see.
But unknown to Rangda, Siwa appeared.
Who?
God.
Oh, that's God.
God appear and give Sadeva immortality.
Then the monster Rangda appear and keep trying to kill Sadeva and eat him.
But he's still alive.
Because he is immortal.
Right.
So the Rangda surrender and ask Sadeva to redeem herself.
And Sadeva agree and kill the Rangda.
And then?
The Rangda go to heaven.
A happy ending.
No.
Oh.
Kalika, a servant of Rangda, comes up to Sadeva and asks him to
see the dance, the masks. They are an expression, a playing out of human nature. The elemental forces are characters that come through the masks. The drama is our way to get to know who they are. What we watch on stage, it is not like movies. But what is also inside us? We make friends with it, so we know what it is. This is our psychology, our way of drama.
So then she changed herself into fierce bird, but she also defeats.
This is a very long story, isn't it?
So then she changed into Rangda, and he cannot kill her.
Why not?
You can't kill evil unless it wants to be killed.
Of course.
Sadeva meditate, and then he changed himself into barong.
All right.
The barong call on his armed warriors to help.
But why are they all staggering around in a trance trying to stick knives into their chests?
Would the Rangda make them do it?
Really?
Rangda put a spell on them so that they try to kill themselves.
But the barong put in a trance so they cannot hurt himself.
A trance.
And so the fight goes on and on.
Until?
The dance ends.
Ah, but he doesn't defeat the evil Rhonda.
No.
No, the struggle between good and evil is unending.
No, no. Good always must win in the end.
But not in this dance.
No.
Why?
That's life.
That was a wonderful dance. Powerful and yet funny. And even in the midst of that big battle with evil, there was all that slapstick. And I love the Barang.
Sometime ask Mari to tell you about the Jalon Arang.
The what?
The Legend of Rhonda. It's a dance play. But it's not an ordinary play. It's really an exorcism.
Really?
Mari said that by dramatizing Rhonda's triumphs, the Balinese want to gain her goodwill.
You mean they're not trying to get rid of evil? They're just trying to appease evil.
Jack, you have to realize that the Balinese believe the gods and demons are constantly at war. Their weapons are their magic powers. And what's at stake are the lives and interests of the Balinese.
Yeah, I know. I've been picking up a few things.
You see, the offerings they make are really to both sides, so they don't attract the wrath of either one, you see?
They're playing it safe.
It's more than that. They believe that only by the proper balance between the negative and the positive forces are they able to maintain the spiritual harmony of the community.
Well, that makes sense, because I...
What?
I think I just saw him.
Who?
Stay here. I'll be right back.
Jack?
He was here, standing by the woodcarver shop. Or was it someone that just looked like him? Oh, wait, is that him? Well, if I can't catch up to an old man, I... Oh, now where is he? Is that way up there? Oh, that's him. He's making a circle with his arm. From his feet up, around, over his head, and back down, and... Now, where is he? He was standing right in this spot. Strange. Everything is so still. As though I just stepped through a window into somewhere. Now, if I step back, I'm back outside. But if I step forward, I'm in some other...
Mr. Jack.
Are you here?
Yes and no.
I see.
You do not understand.
Understand what? What? Darn it. I walked right through it. It's only 10 or 15 feet in diameter, I think, but...
Mr. Jack.
Now, what do you mean I don't understand?
Evil. Do you understand?
Evil? No, I don't. I don't know if I want to. Space. It's shrinking. It's... Where is it? Vanished.
What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing walking back and forth? Did you lose something?
Well, I'm not sure.
What?
It's nothing.
Are you feeling all right?
Well, I'm just being myself.